Welcome to 40 Days with Christ, your daily scripture-based word of encouragement from the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our pledge to you is that it takes less than 5 minutes each day. Today is day 23, which means after today, you have only 17 more days to complete your full 40. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for sending Jesus as our guide, as our example of how to live a holy life that honors you. Help us to look to Jesus and to learn from Jesus. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. Today, we look back to Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Jesus was about to begin his public ministry. John the Baptist had been called by God to teach people and to prepare their hearts for the coming of Jesus, to be immersed in water baptism to show that they were turning away from sin and turning their lives over to God. Reading in Matthew chapter 3. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River. He wanted to be baptized by John, but John tried to stop him. He told Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you, so why do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be this way for now. It is right for us to do this. It carries out God's holy plan." Then John agreed. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened. Jesus saw the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him." When John immersed adults in water baptism, it demonstrated their change of heart, showing outwardly that they had made a decision to stop sinning and to begin a new way of life, a new way that honored God. The biblical word for that is repentance. So John was quite understandably surprised when Jesus came to him wanting to be baptized by John. After all, Jesus had no sin to repent of. John's reaction was to tell Jesus, "I would need to be baptized by you, so why do you come to me?" Jesus answered, though, "It's right to do this, because it carries out God's holy plan." Jesus had no sin to repent of, but he did have a new change coming his way in life. He was about to embark upon a public ministry, and the way he started it was by showing that water baptism is part of God's holy plan. In Acts 2, verse 38, Scripture teaches that after we are immersed in baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Listen to Peter in Acts 2. "Turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then your sins will be forgiven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children. It is also for all who are far away. It is for all whom the Lord our God will choose." No wonder then that as soon as our Lord Jesus came up out of the water of baptism, the very Spirit of God descended upon him. If John had harbored any doubts about whether it had been right for him to baptize Jesus, certainly they were dispelled when a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my Son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for being our guide and our example. You had no sin to repent of, yet even still, as an adult, you submitted to God's holy plan and were immersed in water baptism, and your Father in heaven was very pleased. When you rose up out of the water of baptism, the Holy Spirit of God came down from heaven upon you that day. Thank you that baptism and the promise of the Holy Spirit are not just for one location or one generation. Thank you that they are for all whom the Lord our God calls and will call to him whenever and wherever that may be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. And please do come back again tomorrow for day 24 of our ongoing series, 40 Days with Christ. Thank you.